tremendously terrible. If they know nothing about their people's history, they know that in order for them to learn to read and write, they had to shed blood. I mean, if you know nothing about your people's history, you know that if a slave could read and write, her master would kill her. So consequently, you know that just in order to learn to read and write in this country, your people had to shed their blood. As a matter of fact, just tangentially speaking, you've arrived at nothing in this country without shedding your blood. Even all your individual advancements come at the price of the shedding of blood of the mass of the people. You cannot sit in a restaurant in this country where you want to sit without shedding your blood. You cannot ride on a bus where you want to ride in this country unless you shed your blood. An African in this country cannot live in any community they want to live unless they're prepared to shed their blood. Even the right to vote, which is given to every immigrant in this country, you have to shed your blood for it. And certainly, to get your students into university, you have to shed your blood. No one sitting in this audience can show me one example where Africans have advanced in this country, even individually, for which the price was not the blood of the masses. No one can show me. Consequently, African students who arrive at the university concretely arrive here on the blood of the masses of their people. Therefore, they owe the positions that they hold to the masses of their people. No one else. No one else. Of course, capitalism will confuse you and make it appear as if, you know, these masses are contemptible. We must have nothing for contempt for them. They have done nothing. As a matter of fact, you as a student here at the university, you've come here based on your own individual talents and your own individual struggle and worth. And if it wasn't for your individual intelligence, you wouldn't be here. That's lies. Nothing but lies. You're only here because the people shed blood and the capitalist system had to make concessions. You are a concession of your people's struggle. This point must be properly understood. Of course, capitalism tries to deform your thinking to let you think that these people who shed blood, they're stupid, they know nothing, and that's only individuals who make history. Now, you know that's not true at all.